After discussing the mitzvah of tefillin, which is to tie the Shem Hashem to our bodies, to incorporate Shem Shamayim to the world of action, to the world of thought, finish off the first paragraph of the Shema. Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha bisharecha. To write these words of the Shema, on the doorposts of our houses, on the gates. The doorpost is a place of transition. In fact, in halacha, shinui makom creates hesach hadas. When you move location, it creates a lapse of thought of consciousness. I'm in one room, I'm performing one function, I'm in the dining room and I'm eating. And hopefully I'm focused on why I'm eating. I'm thinking about Hashem. But then we stop eating. And we go to another room, to the lounge, to relax. It's a different function. And when there is this transition, we're liable to forget the meaning of life, to forget Hashem. And just to go into a normal mode of being. And therefore the Rambam tells us, Chayav Adam Nizayah B'Mezuzah, a person needs to be very, very particular when it comes to Mezuzah, be super careful. Why? It's an obligation on everybody always, both for men and for women. And it's a constant one, it's not a time-bound mitzvah. And therefore, every time a person goes in and out of the doorpost, doorway, you encounter the unity of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you remember His love. And you wake up from your slumbers of all the things that distract us from Hashem, and you realize there's nothing that lasts for eternity and lasts forever apart from knowledge of Hashem. It's meant to be a moment of clarity at that point of transition. You remember nothing exists forever apart from knowledge of Hashem. You wake up from your slumbers, you return to your senses. You go on the straight path. And therefore the mitzvah of mezuzah is incredibly powerful and incredibly precious. It's meant to provide us with a reality check every time we walk past it. It's not just about kissing it, wonderful though that is. It's much more about noticing. Not just noticing the mezuzah, but internalizing the message contained within of Shema Yisrael, of everything that we've learnt so far in this paragraph of the Shema. To pay attention to these truths, specifically at a time when we're liable to forget them. Remembering what's real, remembering what's important, remembering what's transient and secondary. This is mezuzah, the symbol of a Jewish home, the symbol of a Jewish house, broadcasting to the world the values that are contained within. Hashem Adalsis Yisrael, Hashem protects our homes. B'schus the mitzvah of mezuzah. But it's there for us to use, to notice, as a highly powerful and potent spiritual tool. To remember what's real, what's true, what's good, what's proper. To allow ourselves to be impacted by the mezuzah. For it to provide us with a reality check. Remember Hashem at the point where we're liable to forget Him.